Welcome to the Flash Science Edition, where we dive into the latest developments that are pushing the boundaries of our knowledge and imagination. Today, we're setting our sights beyond our planet, exploring groundbreaking missions in space exploration. From China's ambitious steps towards Moon and Mars missions with the launch of Shenzhou 18, to the hard lessons learned from Japan's eSpace lunar landing attempt, and finally, NASA's pioneering solar sail spacecraft aiming for sunlight-propelled space travel. Let's venture into the final frontier and understand what these endeavors mean for the future of space exploration. First up, let's talk about China's Tiangong space station and the recently announced Shenzhou 18 mission. Sean, what's the latest?
Wendy, China is rapidly advancing its space exploration program. The upcoming Shenzhou 18 mission is set to send three astronauts, including Commander Ye Guangfu, a veteran of Shenzhou 13, and first-time astronauts Li Kong and Li Guangsu, to the Tiangong space station. This mission is not just about maintaining a presence in space, but also fits into China's larger ambitions of Moon and potentially Mars missions.
It's fascinating how Tiangong has become a symbol of China's space capabilities, especially considering they were excluded from the International Space Station project.
Absolutely. The construction of Tiangong underscores China's commitment to establishing itself as a front-runner in space exploration. This mission aims to demonstrate its ability for long-duration manned spaceflights, with plans to conduct scientific experiments, install new equipment, and engage in science education initiatives. Notably, China is also eyeing international collaboration, inviting foreign astronauts and space tourists in future missions.
The competition and cooperation in space exploration are certainly heating up. With countries like the US and Russia also planning moon missions, how does China stand in this international space race?
China is keen on leveraging its space achievements, including returning lunar samples and deploying a rover to the moon's far side, to establish a prominent stance in space exploration, rivaling traditional powerhouse countries. By accelerating efforts towards international collaboration, China could reshape international space partnerships, marking significant strides not only for itself, but potentially for global space exploration efforts.
Shifting our gaze to Japan, the private company eSpace recently faced a setback in its lunar landing attempt. Eugene, can you share more about what happened?
Certainly, Wendy. eSpace's Hakuto-R mission, the first of its kind by a privately developed spacecraft, aimed for a soft landing on the moon. Unfortunately, due to software issues and an incorrect altitude measurement during its final approach, the lander likely crashed into the moon's surface. Despite this setback, the mission carried valuable payloads and has provided critical lessons for future attempts.
That sounds like a tough blow for eSpace. How are they planning to move forward from this?
Wendy, the spirit of exploration requires perseverance. eSpace remains committed to its lunar exploration goals and is already planning a subsequent mission. This incident underscores the inherently challenging nature of space exploration, but also highlights the emerging role of private entities in pushing the envelope alongside traditional space agencies.
Lastly, let's touch on something truly innovative, NASA's venture into sunlight-propelled space travel. Lester, tell us about this experimental mission.
Wendy, NASA, in collaboration with Rocket Lab, has launched the Advanced Composite Solar Sail System, or ACS-3. This mission aims to harness sunlight to propel spacecraft into higher orbits using a solar sail equipped with new composite materials. This technology promises a sustainable and efficient future for space exploration, potentially eliminating the need for large propulsion systems and fuel.
That's an intriguing concept, Lester. What does this mean for the future of space travel?
The implications are profound, Wendy. By leveraging the natural forces of our universe, we're opening up new possibilities for long-duration, less expensive space missions. NASA's ACS-3 mission could be a significant milestone in making space exploration more sustainable and efficient than ever before.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash Science, it's clear that the realm of space exploration is buzzing with activity and innovation. From China's ambitious space station missions, Japan's private lunar lander attempt, to NASA's pioneering solar sail spacecraft, the future of space exploration holds endless possibilities. Each endeavor, regardless of its outcome, paves the way for the next generation of explorers. Remember, in the quest to explore the unknown, every step, leap, and even stumble counts. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Until next time.